This is Paul Chott Smith. I'm a curator at the National Museum of the American Indian. Although he's been dead almost 80 years, Frederick Jackson Turner is still a rock star of American historians. Here's why. Turner wrote the most influential essay ever about this country in the West, which is another way of saying his ideas frame the discourse, which is a pretentious way of saying his ideas about the United States are, even now, way more important than yours or mine. The Significance of the Frontier in American History was the name of Turner's genius essay. Significance premiered at the World's Columbian Exposition, aka the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, and how perfect was that? Organized to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the Columbus voyage, they say attendance topped 27 million, which was about half the U.S. population. The whole thing was about telling the rest of the planet that America had arrived, with a special note to Europe that basically said, "Listen, Europe, your free ride is over." There were dark-skinned people in cages. Frederick Douglass showed up as part of the Haitian delegation. And next door, Buffalo Bill's Wild West, disinvited to the fair, I guess because they weren't classy enough, drew big numbers too. The centerpiece was something new and gorgeous, with canals and lagoons and new American buildings bathed in electric lights called the White City. It inspired the design of the Emerald Metropolis in The Wizard of Oz and Disney's theme parks. Sadly, it all burned down in 1894. Also, did I mention that the mayor of Chicago was assassinated 2 days before the closing ceremonies? Anyway, a nice setting for Turner. His essay is smart and worth reading, even today. It opens by noting that the 1890 census states that the frontier has been so broken up, quote, by isolated bodies of settlement, unquote, that a frontier line can no longer be said to exist. The popular condensed version translated into this: the end of the frontier meant the end of Indians. In this photograph, made a year before his star turn in Chicago, he looks plenty confident, poised to copyright and take possession of the American frontier and its significance.